Here in Washington this past week, Senate Republicans finally pushed through the nation's first federally funded school voucher program. This plan is aimed at helping low-income children in the District of Columbia. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports that pro-voucher groups see this Senate vote as a major victory for kids trapped in bad schools.
No one in Washington, D.C. has fought harder or longer for school vouchers than Virginia Walden Ford, head of D.C. Parents for School Choice.
The parents that I've been around for the last almost 10 years have been folks that have looked at the public school system and tried to stick by it and saw not enough changes happen. We can't ask parents to wait any longer. We have to give them something right now because children are suffering.
The five-year, $14 million plan, which favors students in the city's worst schools, could be up and running by next fall. Any family of four earning under $36,000 will be eligible for a voucher worth $7,500 per student towards tuition at a private or parochial school that wants to participate. As many as 2,000 students will be chosen in a lottery under the supervision of the U.S. Education Department and D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams. Williams, a Democrat, fought for the plan because it includes tens of millions of additional dollars for the city's struggling school system.
This is going to be, I hope, $40 million a year at a minimum for our schools. And as people see this program at work, they'll see that it really hasn't harmed our public schools for one thing, that they're going to end up stronger.
Wrong, says Sandra Feldman, president of the American Federation of Teachers. She says a voucher plan will undermine public education in D.C. and make weak public schools even weaker.
And I think it's a disgrace that the mayor of Washington, D.C. has not done for the children of D.C. what is needed. Why aren't the schools being administered properly so the children don't have to go to school in falling down buildings, in buildings with no supplies? I'm completely sympathetic to the parents. I totally disagree with vouchers as an answer, and I think that they're being snookered.
Feldman says the American Federation of Teachers may join an effort led by Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts to block the D.C. voucher plan before it starts. In the meantime, it's unclear how many private schools will participate. Some fear that the federal government will dictate who they should admit. The most selective private schools screen their applicants and are reluctant to take kids who are too far behind academically to do well. Religious schools, on the other hand, Catholic schools in particular, have embraced the plan. Voucher proponents say this is not an attempt to subsidize religious schools or push for a national school voucher plan. Jeannie Allen is head of the Center for Education Reform.
There's no question that having a school choice program in the nation's capital raises the visibility of the issue and will make more people stand up and take notice. But this is not about expanding federal control into states and creating more choices.
But that's exactly what it is, says Feldman.
Well, the reason I say that is because the Bush administration has said that they're going to continue to push vouchers, whatever opportunity they have.
President Bush has lobbied vigorously for school vouchers and has already proposed another $50 million for vouchers in his next budget. Still, the battle for vouchers remains mostly a local and state matter. Today, only six states offer some form of school vouchers, including cities like Cleveland and Milwaukee. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.